Welcome to the Caregivers Toolbox Podcast, tools to help you with everyday caregiving. My name is Ryan McKenniff, the owner of Minute Women Home Care, and today we're talking about assessing a parent's condition at a family gathering. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Caregivers Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. Today is episode number one, and what we're going to be talking about is assessing parents during the holidays. My name is Ryan McKenniff, and I'm here with Janet. Many families get together once or twice a year for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they start to realize that mom might not be doing as well as they thought they were going to be, or there have been changes from the previous year when they saw mom. So how's it going, Janet? How's your morning going? We're recording this on Monday morning. How's everything going?
It's a Monday morning, so and it's actually having a little snow out there today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, this is a great topic because you don't get to see your mom if you live a great distance or other circumstances. And the holidays are a good time to assess just how mom's really doing and whether that's someone that is at home and maybe they have a visiting nurse coming, maybe they're in assisted living, maybe they're just by themselves. But you want to see just how they are really doing. And there's enough positive fun in the air because it's the holidays that you can kind of be discreet and have a look at things and see what's really going on with mom.
Excellent. Yes. And so how do you prepare yourself for this journey?
I think the best thing is to expect the unexpected. Mom may have maybe more frail than the last time you saw her, and that can be a little upsetting. All of a sudden, she looks older than she did. She may have had a trip or a fall, and nobody told you about it, so you walk in the door, and there's mom with her arm in a sling. So you never know what you're going to find, and you need to prepare yourself, take a deep breath, and remember, you're there to enjoy a holiday visit. And you're not, whatever it is that you find that you think needs changing, you're not going to fix it that day, but you just want to kind of take a step back and see what you can do going forward.
Absolutely. And this is an apples to apples comparison, but I remember when my mom was diagnosed with cancer, I moved from Denver to Florida to be by her side because we knew it was a terminal situation. And she had told me over the phone, you know, when you get here, I'm not going to be normal me. I'm using a walker and I don't have any hair. And it didn't really register until I opened that door and saw her at like 9 o'clock at night when I came and like, wow, this is real. This is happening. So even when you know beforehand, maybe things aren't going as well as you hope they are, it still can be a shock to the system when you get in there and you see it for yourself and it becomes real.
Absolutely. And there's the other piece of if you're bringing children with you, whether they're college age or whether they're younger, it can be a bit of a shock to them too. Or you may have a situation where your mom kind of looks the same, but maybe there's a little bit of forgetfulness there. And children sometimes really get taken aback when their grandmother doesn't remember their name. So you just have to be prepared to kind of roll with the punches and kind of get accustomed to what her world now is.
Yeah, and you just touched on it a little bit, but, you know, what do you look for? I mean, there are two things, and you can go deep into it, but you have the physical issues and then you have cognitive issues. So what do you look for when you're in this situation?
Well, when you go in to say hi right from the get-go, you will have a sense of whether your mom's appearance is what it used to be. Maybe she was always dressed just so and her hair was always neat and she had her earrings and that type of thing. And you go and her clothes don't really look the same, or to some extent they could even be mismatched and she barely combed her hair and there's no earrings and that's not the way mom was in the holidays. She may have slippers on because they're easier for her instead of shoes, but maybe that's not the safest thing for her walking around. So just looking at her general appearance, and when you give her that hug, you're going to have a little sense if maybe she's not bathing or showering as she used to be. So you just got to have to kind of go with the flow.
Absolutely. And those are all things to look for and be ready for as somebody gets older and older. When you have found that mom needs help, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to jump on the deep end of the pool and go with 24 hours of private home care or go into a nursing home. There are small options to look at when you start seeing that mom might be declining some way. So what do you think are some of those better small options?
Well, I think things like if it's just a matter of she's more frail and she needs a little bit of help, this is the perfect time because it's a season of gift giving that you may consider some gifts of saying, so mom, the groceries and things that you're trying to get to the store and pick up, I'm going to give you a grocery delivery, like Peapod, or I guess Roach Brothers does one, and someone said that Amazon now does a food delivery service as well. So if it's the idea, especially canned goods, which are heavy items, and it's not something that you're looking over to see if it's bruised or not, groceries are a great idea. Maybe she'd get a great lift if she got a gift card to get her hair done, things like that. And you may sense that there are other things that could need some help that maybe there's a neighbor that could help out with, and maybe you want to give them a little gift card and they can help look out for. But it's not always dramatic, and by the end of the day, you have to have picked out a nursing home for mom. And you got to remember that she may be frail, but she still has pride and purpose, and she wants to be respected as you would in her shoes.
Absolutely. And you know, when you think about some of those small options and those little gestures can go a long way. And so if somebody's just emotionally having issues, whether they've lost a spouse recently or they're just lonely, giving the gift of your time and making sure that you're over there more than once a month is very important. If you're seeing that mom is just getting a little frail, but that doesn't mean that she needs 24-hour in-home help, you know, having a conversation about an emergency button, necklace, or bracelet that if she falls or she feels uncomfortable or unsafe, she has access to an emergency button that will bring somebody to help her, is a very small step that can give peace of mind to her, give peace of mind to the adult children, and make sure that mom's safe. So there are plenty of different options to look at when you're in that situation. And then kind of since we're on the topic of options, what are some of the bigger options we can look at if we're really seeing that mom's needing help?
Well, if mom needs some help, like oftentimes the bathroom is an unsafe situation, maybe she needs some assistance with her personal care or her dressing or helping with just even groceries once or twice a week. There are various services out there, and depending upon what finances are and just how stubborn mom may be, some people are not that welcome to getting support. But you can even make a phone call to the local Council on Aging and find out what's available in your community. There are ways you can go online and see what services are available. If you feel that there is a medical need, you may very well need to encourage her to get a checkup with the doctor. And the doctor may find that there are some things that need to be addressed. And then you can go that route as well. But mostly to be supportive and encourage her to want to live her life.
Absolutely. And then, so if we're kind of looking through this in a chronological order, we've gotten there. We talked about what to prepare for, what to look for physically, emotionally, and if somebody's having cognitive issues, kind of what some of the options are. But the family's there together at this time, and obviously that's not the place to have the big powwow about this, but what are the next steps as a family's together on a holiday like Christmas or New Year's that's coming up? What do you think a family should do if they recognize this issue?
Well, your family should get together and decide and start looking at life down the road a little bit. And it can be a simple matter of maybe it's after the holiday dinner and your mom's sitting in the chair watching the kids play with some toys under the tree, and you and your siblings are going to just have a cup of coffee in the kitchen so that she can enjoy the time with the grandkids. And that's a time to say, you know what, I think we need to sit down or have a conference call if people are at different locations and say, what are the things that we need to do? While you're at the house, you notice there are bills stacking up. And very often in families, there are people with different strengths. And it's really great when people can utilize their various strengths. Maybe someone's going to see how to best handle finances. Someone's good talking with medical people. Somebody's good at taking care of things in the house. And especially if you have one person who's just reluctant to even have the conversation, maybe they're in a denial. Maybe mom really surprised them how they were. The home is not the time to have an in-depth conversation. The best thing is for everyone to just kind of agree that you need to sit and have a chat and plan a date and a time to get together before you leave. But don't bring it up at the house.
Yeah, obviously this isn't something to talk about over, you know, the Christmas meal or Thanksgiving meal or things like that. But certainly there is a benefit that when the family's all together, because as we know, it's difficult with schedules and spouses and children to take time to be together. But you can have a kind of a mini conversation away in another room and just recognize that mom is having an issue. Hey, you know, my siblings, we're all agreeing that we're seeing mom's having some memory issues. Yeah, everybody agrees. All right, we need to sit down and have a conversation at a later date. It doesn't need to be any more than that, but I also think that it's good to just see if everybody's recognizing the same issues while everybody's in the same room together and just doing that privately as well. And then you can take the next steps, like you were saying, in setting a date, whether that's via email, whether it's via all the different social apps, so you can see each other and get together and have a conversation about what to do.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it. And there's very little things that, you know, you hate to have those kind of conversations, but you should all agree who's going to be the, what they call the HIPAA contacts, which we can talk about at another time, but for some, to make sure that everyone or whoever needs to has the legal ability to talk to the doctor. Because you could have the family member that lives closest and takes to the doctor, but they're not the ones that are able to get all the information they need. And those kinds of conversations and checklists that you can go over to get that information is something that's much better done in a family meeting over a Sunday dinner at one of the siblings' house, or email, or whatever works. But those are all the little bitty, nitty-gritty things that you're going to be glad you have later on.
Absolutely. And I think it's a conversation, unfortunately, not enough families have, because we see it all the time that, you know, families call us up looking for services and they have no idea what to do, where to go from there. And I think if people do some small planning and some research and some homework, not a lot, just a little bit, it's going to make life easier for everybody and their family and their parents. And everybody will have a plan for what eventually is going to happen where people get older and they need assistance.
Yeah, I think if you try and keep it light and keep it in the context of, I often listen to people with young kids, the beginning of school, the forms they have to fill out. Who do you call in an emergency? Who's their doctor? Where, you know, all of these things for your kids to be ready for school, you're really doing the same thing for your mom. So when you look at it that way, it also helps to take some of the pressure off.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your insight, Janet, and we're going to wrap up our first ever episode of the Caregiver's Toolbox. Our episodes will come out every Tuesday, so look forward to a new episode then. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great week, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Caregiver's Toolbox podcast, which is brought to you by Minute Women Home Care Services, located in Lexington, Massachusetts. Call us at 1-844-BEST-CARE if you have caregiving questions or needs. For comments regarding the podcast, find us on Twitter. Our handle is @MWHomeCare. Thanks again, and we look forward to hearing from you.